So number one, I want to talk about, before I kick the show off with telling you guys the ins and the outs, I want to share my experience real quick. These episodes are not going to be long. They're going to be very short, quick, sharp, right? Number one, I was searching for the best institution in the world. And greatly enough, I've popped up in one of the best institutions, film schools in Africa. And I searched deeper. I was like, I don't want to study in Africa, like in Africa in terms of like, you know, outside South Africa. And then I searched in South Africa, the best film schools in South Africa, because I wanted to become an actor. I always do, and I always, that's the dream. I'm chasing the dream. So after popped up again, the best film schools in South Africa, I'm like, huh? So I looked further into it, and I was like, I'm in grade 12 now. Remember, I'm in grade 12 now. I already applied like in grade 11 to numerous of like University of Free State, Botswana University, University of Cape Town. I've applied to all of them. And because I wanted to have like a variety of choice options when I graduate with my grade 12, in grade 12. So when I got into grade 12 in March, I applied it after with my March results, and they accepted me. I think 2 weeks later they accepted me, and I was like, wow, okay, because they have an option on the website where you have to choose, like you kind of like have to predict in faith if you're gonna pass with a bachelor's degree or a diploma or, you know, or a certificate. And I said that bachelor's degree, and I passed my grade 12 with a bachelor's degree, got accepted. And as the year went on, right, I have options. I had options. I was going back and forth with the University of Free State. They wanted like documents because I wanted to. I was busy with NSFAS. NSFAS wanted so many documents. Man, it was a lot. Every time I send it back, they send it back. They want this document. They want it certified. They want, you know. So I was going back and forth, knowing that I'm already accepted at EFDA. And come when I got closer to December, I started realizing, I was like, yo, I've been accepted at EFDA, so why am I going back and forth with the University of Free State when I already have an opportunity to take advantage of, right? And so I started looking at funding. Oh, that was the hardest part ever, because when you want something, right, you want to chase your dreams, or you are chasing your dream, and you get to a point where you're like, snap, do I really have so little time to do these things that I want, that I need to do? You know what I'm saying? And how I got my funding was really, really interesting, because I got to a point where I was like, I have to contact these people, call these people, like constantly be on their neck, because I really want to study it after. I really want to become an actor, right? And that I'm gonna discuss in the next episode. So I hope you understand like where I'm coming from, right? Let me just drop the bomb here. I'm from the hood. I'm from the Northern Cape, Douglas. If you don't know where that is, that's in South Africa. Yeah. So I know the struggle, and I'm gonna be talking a lot about the struggle in the coming episodes, right? So that's a little bit, that's my journey so far. And I'm gonna talk about the one thing, the number one thing that most of you have been asking me about is funding in the next episode. So cheers.